There's much concern about how the SME sector will fare during and post the 21-day COVID-19 lockdown. The franchise sector tends to fall under the SME category and has fallen victim to the lockdown situation because many of its constituents do not count as essential services, with all restaurants and the like having to close their doors. The government has announced a number of measures to aid businesses that will struggle or are in distress as a result of the latest developments. To discuss this matter further, I'm joined on the line by Vera Velasis. She's the Executive Director at the Franchise Association of South Africa. Thanks very much, Vera, for joining us. So just give us a bit of a background. How did the franchise sector fare last year?
Well, you know, the sector's obviously been cooling off because, as you know, things have not been very rosy economically in any event.
Yes.
So the industry was holding its own, but we haven't seen the growth as we've seen in previous years.
So give us a sense of how many people the South African franchise network employs currently.
Round about the direct jobs, round about 500,000. So that doesn't account for part-time work, you know, during peak hours. Some businesses employ temporary staff and so on.
Yes.
We're just looking at the permanent workforce that the franchise industry employs in South Africa. It's around about 500,000 people.
Very substantial indeed. So let's fast forward to this year and March, which has seemed like a very long month. The 5th of March was when we learned of the country's first COVID-19 patient. And as the number escalated, it looked like a countrywide lockdown was inevitable, and that's now happened, obviously. As I mentioned, government has announced some economic mitigation measures, but to your mind, how effective will these measures be in keeping some of your members afloat?
Well, I think it depends on the application criteria, the process that's being employed, and obviously, most importantly, how long it takes for the funding applications that have been approved to physically pay the funding out.
Yes.
Because most small business would maybe have liquidity to pay salaries and wages maybe for 1 month at a stretch, maybe 2 months. But after that, I don't believe that small business would be able to even partly pay their employees. So, you know, I know most of them have been checking out our website and looking at all the information that we have posted there about funding application opportunities. But they are extremely worried, you know, that it seems to be an onerous process. It takes a long time.
Yes.
And there's no clear information on, you know, when the application would be considered and how soon an answer would be given.
Yeah.
And I think that is going to be the survival or the non-survival of most of our businesses.
No doubt support will need to come from different sources. So what support is the Franchise Association giving to its members during these difficult times?
Well, the association gives information. So it's been on WhatsApp, on its website, on the phone, on email, sending out information to our members and also the public in general. So as and when information comes to hand from all spheres of our economy and also funders in terms of what is available, how to apply and so on, we make sure that we pass that on to our members immediately.
Yeah.
So we are extremely heartened to see that most franchisors have undertaken to waive royalty payments for their franchisees and also offered a 3 or a 4 month payment plan, which has really been fantastic, considering, of course, that they themselves have employees that they also would have to continue paying where possible.
Of course.
The other issue that we saw is in the Government Gazette, I think 24th of this month, the block exemption for the retail property sector, which has also been another issue that we're really, really very grateful for, is, you know, payment holidays and or rental discounts for retail tenants and so on.
Yes.
So there has been help, and everybody's trying to put their hand in pocket. So the main thing for the industry is how quickly we can get decisions made on the funding applications and how quickly funds are physically paid over to these business owners.
Just touching on what you were talking about the block exemption in terms of rentals with property owners, have they been forthcoming in that regard? Has it been? Tell us more.
Yes, no. The retail property sector has been forthcoming. and it's been very, very encouraging. Now, so we're extremely grateful for the support that has been given, because, you know, there is absolutely no doubt that this is going to be a very severe knock to the franchise industry.
And, yes.
And I mean, there's really two or three sectors in our industry that's currently trading. The entire industry virtually is under lockdown. So we're going to have a very slow, difficult and long recovery.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it.
As we go through this lockdown process, what is it that's keeping you and your colleagues awake at night?
Well, the main issue for us really is we were already concerned about some marginal franchised outlets prior to the coronavirus crisis.
Yes.
Where some franchised outlets were already battling to keep their heads above water. So we are extremely concerned that some of those outlets may never be able to reopen their doors after this crisis. That's a very real issue that, that concerns us tremendously.
Yes.
And then, of course, the other issue is there seems to be no horizon on the lockdown. You know, we hear internationally some of the South Koreans are saying maybe August. So there's some really scary numbers being bandied about. That's the other issue that we're extremely concerned about, is how long is this economic lockdown going to carry on for?
Well, let's hope that we made the call early on in our cycle. But yeah, you're right, it is rather worrying. On the bright side, I was going to say, people say that you must exploit the positive side of a crisis. What is it that franchisees should be seized with right now to help them be in a stronger position when the market reopens?
Well, we think that instinctively most franchise business owners know what the issues are that they need to address in their business. So we've also said to the industry, you know, take the time now and look at your business critically, have some Skype or Zoom meetings with your team to address from a strategic point of view those issues that, that have always kind of worried you, that you never really had time for to dig deep into, and to look at how you're going to run your business going forward. So we're saying that perhaps time now is to take a hard, deep, strategic look at your business. And the other issue that, that we also feel very strongly about is that the funders should also look at how they're going to help individuals and people that are interested in getting into franchising to enter the franchise industry after this crisis has ended. So we know that traditional funders are very risk averse.
Yes.
And we are saying, you know, we really need to keep the wheels turning of our economy. So the sooner we can get people into business so that they can employ other people and they can start delivering goods and services, the sooner we'll have a turnaround. So we're calling on the traditional funders to review that very stringent strategy that they have of being so risk averse when they look at funding application. Now, we really hope that there will be a softening from their point of view in order to make funding more readily available for people that want to come into the industry going forward. Mm.
That was Vera Velasis. She's the Executive Director at the Franchise Association of South Africa.